And so every single one of us has unique gifts and talents and ways of being and innate or natural qualities within us and inclinations and ways to express that in the world. Every single one of us has those. And we see that so much in Maryam, this unique voice, this unique inner being of sharing that in a way that nobody else in this entire world would sing that song or could share that light. And Barbara was up here this morning doing this invocation, and we see her unique realization of the presence of that infinite one, her understanding of that. And therefore, she comes up here and she does this invocation in a way that no other practitioner would do it. It's unique to her because it's her expression. And then we saw Jim Dawn up here this morning leading singing in a way that nobody else would lead singing, in his gift of fun and lightness and quirkiness and brevity. So we all bring something really unique to this world that is just of ourselves, that is unique and innate to us. And so it's when we express that inner splendor that's inside of us, we express that in a way that nobody else can, that then we are giving way to spirit as only we can. And so the title of my talk today is This Little Light of Mine. And I'm talking about shining our light in the world. I'm talking about sharing our gifts and expressing those natural abilities that we have, our natural strengths, our natural aptitudes in the world, sharing those things with the world. We have this need as human beings to express ourselves and to express those things within us. Like a sunflower has a need to grow tall and to reach for the sky, like a bird has a need to sing its song in the morning when the sun rises, and like a wolf has a need to howl at the moon, we have this need to express ourselves, to express our own gifts and talents. And so if you have an artistic bent, that means then that you have this need to make art, whether that's painting or sculpting or whatever, drawing, whatever your medium is, you have a need to express that creativity by means of that medium. And if you have an affinity with dogs, or you're just naturally good with them, you have this desire inside of you then to be with dogs or animals. And so that means maybe then that you work as a dog walker, or that you volunteer at the animal shelter, or that you work at a zoo. And if you have a natural ability or a disposition to be with children, then maybe you want to have a large family. Or maybe you work at a daycare, or you own a daycare, or you just babysit, or you work as a teacher. But you have a need inside of you to express that particular affinity that you have and natural ability. And so if you have a propensity for numbers, that means that you actually like bookkeeping and that you actually like to do taxes. Can you imagine? But we all, whatever it is that's inside of us, we have this need to express it. We have a need to express what is inside of us and who we are uniquely in this world, different than anybody else. And so our unique gifts and talents, those natural affinities and way of being, are the way the divine expresses through us into the world. They are one of the ways that we express our own divinity. And so when we express those things, whatever they are, we feel and experience ourselves as being in the flow of life. We experience that essence of who we are inside of us, and we feel like we're living a full life, living as the fullness of who we are when we are bringing those things into the world. So when we share those gifts and those talents and those abilities and those fortes, we end up feeling fulfilled. We end up feeling satisfied, and we feel like we're somehow on purpose. So we are here on this earth to express those things, to share those things, to share those talents and those aptitudes and those qualities with the people all around us. And also, we have this need as spiritual beings to make a difference in the world. We have a need to make a positive impact on life and the people around us because we are connected to everyone. So we have this need to give to that collective of humanity because we are all part of that one. And so what happens then is as we share those unique gifts and talents and aptitudes and abilities in a way that meets a need in the world, when those two things come together, we are then living with purpose. We are then living our purpose. And so in Hinduism, the word dharma means behaviors that are in accord with the order that makes the universe possible. When we are sharing those things, we are living our dharma. Those are the things that enable the world to go around and round. Another definition of dharma is the right way of living. When we're sharing who we are uniquely, we are living the right way of living for us. And when it meets a need in the world, it's the right way of living for the other people that we are involved with. And so Frank Richelieu, who was a religious science minister, in his book, The Art of Being Yourself, he says, our main purpose is to grow in every area of our being. To grow, we must use the intelligence and the potential within us. Every time we share those gifts, those unique ways of being, those fortes, we are using that intelligence. We are tapping into that potential of the universe that lives in us and giving way to it in the world. That's how we tap into that potential. And so when we share those talents and fortes and way of being and natural affinities with the world, it's like we are unfolding ourselves like a rose, petal by petal by petal, opening up to share that inner splendor that is uniquely us, sharing our own beauty and our own gifts. And so I think it's kind of funny that I think if you ask a lot of people what their purpose is, they'll tell you that they don't know. I think that we all tend to do that. Because we think that somehow our purpose is supposed to be really big, or that we think our purpose has to be bigger than life, bigger than everyday life. And so then, there are two reasons that we end up not living on purpose, or with purpose, or as our purpose. And one is because we think that the gifts that we have, those natural affinities, aren't any big deal. Because we own them, so we just think they're not a big deal. And the second reason that we may not be living our purpose is because we don't look for the need in the world that our particular gift is going to fulfill. The one that matches the need in the world for our propensities and capabilities. And so in class this week, one of the things that we did is we did a visioning process. And we asked the question in that visioning process is, what are your soul gifts? What are the gifts of service that you have within you to share with this world? And so we did this visioning process of meditation and of asking that question and giving people time to write down their answers. And then we broke into dyads for people to share their answers with each other. And we had an even number of people, uneven number of students. So I ended up participating in it, and Colleen ended up being my partner. And so the things that she shared with me, some of her soul gifts, are humor. And that shows up as the ability to find quirks and joy and fun in the things of everyday life. And do you think that has an influence on the people that are around her? One of her other gifts is compassion. She says that shows up as joining people in experiences, foregoing judgment, and the need to know the whole story. And that certainly supports her as a therapist and her clients that see her as a therapist for her to show up as the compassion that already lives inside of her. Her other gift is playfulness. And she says that frees oneself from the restrictions and the rules that we place on ourselves as adults. And so that enables the people that are around her to play or to learn to play if they've never been able to just let their hair down and play. And so I shared some of mine that had come up also. One of my soul gifts is the ability to be present with people. And that means that I can sit with someone when they're having a hard time. Or I can sit with someone and do counseling and hear what they have to say. Or just being present with my hairdressing clients, I get feedback all the time how much they feel cared for and that I'm really with them, not distracted and talking to other people and doing other things, and how much they appreciate that attention. I know that one of our biggest needs as human beings is to be seen and to be heard. And so being present with another person allows them to be seen and heard. Another one of my natural inclinations is to create beauty. And so that shows up as hairdressing, and that shows up as decorating, that shows up making things pretty where I go because I love that. Another one is open-heartedness. And me being open-hearted allows other people to feel cared for. And the last one is I have a soul gift to share the truth with a capital T, as I understand it. And so here I am doing that, and here we are doing that together. And so those things, those innate gifts, soul gifts that I said, those are the things that make my heart sing. Those are the things that make me the absolute happiest to do in life. Those are the things that bring me the most joy and make me feel the most fulfilled. Expressing myself in a way that meets a need in the world. And so Richelieu also says, the infinite created you to be of service to yourself, to others, and to the world. Every time you share yourself, your soul gifts, you are then being that gift to the world, being of service to yourself, and living your purpose. And you know what? When you are of service to one person in this world, you are of service to life. Every time you're of service to one, you are of service to life, and it makes a difference. And Carolyn Mace, who wrote one of the books that we're using in class called Entering the Castle, says, being of service in the world is an expression of your soul's purpose, your purpose. We are here to be of service, and the way that we do that is through our natural inclinations. We don't have to go out and be of service in some way that isn't one of our aptitudes, that isn't something that doesn't bring us joy and make us happy and make us feel fulfilled. It's the thing that makes us feel fulfilled that we're called to share with the world. And so you are here to share those unique gifts. You are here to share your propensities. You're here to share that inner being of yourself and just the way that it shows up in this life. The part of your character, that's what you've come here to do, is to share that with a need in the world so that it makes a difference. Then you're living with purpose and on purpose. And so I read some stories this week about some people who are living with purpose, on purpose, that I'd like to share with you. And so one of them is about a little girl named Abigail Loopy, who is 10 years old and lives in Stockholm, New Jersey. She performed her first musical review 3 years ago at an assisted living center for her great-grandmother's 100th birthday. She says, that's when I discovered that many of the elderly didn't have visitors. Abigail figured she could remedy this by inviting friends to perform with her at an assisted living residence, nursing homes, children's hospitals throughout the state. Today, Care Girls is the name of her organization. Care Girls, Abigail's ensemble of 13 girls ages 6 to 13, has a repertoire of more than 90 Broadway hits and pop songs, and they performed 20 different places so far. She says, I like to brighten people's day and help them have a fun time. If I do my best, they'll have a smile on their faces at the end. That's sharing her unique gift in a way that isn't bigger than life. It's not ending global warming or bringing peace to the entire world. It's going to those convalescent homes or children's hospitals or whatever care facilities and sharing her gift of singing and finding her joy while she does that. Another story that says, back in high school, Joe discovered a love for creativity and for the gift of performing. So he combined the two into teaching. He says, it was like performing every day in front of a class instead of the public. I'm good at conveying intangible things to students. But it wasn't until he lost his son that his purpose took a major turn. He says, it was a rough time. After Christmas break, I went back to teaching. And every child I looked at needed taking care of. And I knew then that that was my mission. So his curriculum may have been art, but his lessons ended up being about life. Taking risks, believing in and defending your own ideas, accepting criticism intelligently. He says, the kids understood that I had a genuine concern about their welfare. I wanted them to succeed no matter what, to be lifelong learners. And it worked. He says it wasn't until he joined Facebook and had his former students friending him and telling them what a difference he made that he actually realized what a difference that he was making and that he really was living with a sense of purpose. And so what are your soul gifts? What are those things that you have come here to share? You have a little piece of yellow paper in your bulletin that I invite you to get out. And if you have a pen, and if you don't have a pen, Barbara's going to give you one if you'll raise your hand. And if you ended up not having one, you could write on your white sheet where it says notes in there. If you need a pen, raise your hand. And there's still one in the back, Barbara. And back here. And so I invite you to close your eyes and to turn within to that very essence of your soul that is right here at the center of your being, that very essence of who you are and who you've came here to be, knowing that this is none other than the outpicturing of that divine presence here in this world, uniquely as you. And so touching that part of your being and listening to that still small voice, that knowingness within you, I ask you to ask yourself, what are my soul gifts? How am I best suited to serve those around me? What are my soul gifts? And how am I suited best to serve those around me? And to go ahead and write those down. And so your job is to pay attention to how you can bring those things into the world in a way that makes a difference. How you can bring those qualities and characteristics and gifts to those around you to benefit them and to benefit life. How you can bring those forward to make this world a better place. Just by sharing what you already have and who you already are. That is how you act as the hands and the feet and the heart of God in this world, by bringing those things to the people around you. And so pay attention how it is, because maybe there are other characteristics also, but how it is that that divine presence downloads itself through you as the unique being that you are here and what you are here sharing and giving. And so Eric Butterworth says in his book, In the Flow of Life, true giving is not something you do to or for someone, but it is your consent to let the flow of God flow through you to someone. That's how God flows through you to someone, by sharing those things in a way that makes a difference. Because your life is that life of the divine outpicturing itself. Your life is the activity of the infinite here on planet Earth. And every time you share those gifts, every time you share your brilliance, your flair, your genius, you are giving way to that one in this world. And you are bringing it into the world. And you are being a blessing, and you are shining your light. And so my invitation is just to simply know how that shows up in you, how purpose shows up in you as your gifts and your talents and your abilities, and then look for where it's needed in the world. And as a result, you will absolutely be living with purpose. You will be living on purpose, and you will be living your purpose. And so blessings to each and every one of you as you shine your light in this world and bring your unique gifts into this world that makes this world a better place. Blessings to each one of you. And so before I do my spiritual mind treatment today, we sent out a letter yesterday about something that has happened in this family this week. And if you didn't get the letter, I wanted to tell you that Marisha's sister, Alicia, passed this week unexpectedly. And what has happened out of that is Marisha is now, and her mother are going to be sharing the custody of the two kids and parenting them. And so I am asking you for your love and your support and your care ongoing, because Marisha has told me that she has so many people coming forward and supporting her and how awesome it is. And I know she is going to need our long-term support from now and for years to come. So also one of the things that's coming out of that is that means we get to start having childcare. And so my intention, I'll tell you now, is to have 9 people sign up to do childcare, and then once every other month you can do it, and on the 5th Sunday the 9th person can fill in. And so think about that and give Marisha and her mothers here with her today your love and support, and I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so yes, I recognize that one infinite presence that is right here in this room. That infinite presence and power that fills all of time and all of space with its beingness. That one life, that one love, that one power, that one intelligence, that one essence of good. That it fills everything and expresses itself right now in this moment as everything. Flowing in and through and around everything as this magnificence, as this wonder, as this glory, as this grace. And so I recognize that that one is expressing itself in and through each and every single one of us in this room. That we are the living embodiment of that one here, giving way to it on planet Earth and bringing our unique gifts and talents and fortes and brilliance into this world in a way that makes a difference for everyone. And so I know today that we are led and that we are guided on this path, that that one leads us at every moment, speaking to our hearts and speaking through our bodies as what is ours to give and what is ours to share and what we are here to do. And so I speak this word also right now about Alicia, knowing that she is wrapped in that love and light of God fully at this moment. That absolutely all is well with her soul, for she is held in divinity, held in this love, in this life that never ends, for she is an eternal being in this eternal, endless, boundless life of God, here expressing in her next way of being on this next plane of being. And so I know that she is wrapped in love, that she is wrapped in care, that the prayers of friends are buoying her and wrapping themselves around her, of friends and loved ones and family and all of the love that is coming out of everyone about her and around her. And so I speak this word about Marisha and her family, knowing also that God is unfolding itself all around them, now and in every moment to come, as care, as resources, as support, as friendship, as a reaching out with hands to hold and hearts to love, that they are wrapped in the love of friends and of family and of people that they didn't even know existed, that people are coming out of the woodwork to support this. And so I speak this word also about these children, about Riley and Reese, knowing that their needs are met now, because it is God that is unfolding itself as the meeting of those needs of every single thing that they need, that they are living in this presence of grace, and that it is absolutely God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom is here, and that kingdom is now. That kingdom is grace and a blessing and good beyond our understanding. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, that lap and love and heart of God, knowing that all of this is taking place now because it is the truth. And so we just lean into the truth today. We allow ourselves to just marinate in this truth today. God, the good, the one infinite beingness right here, every single moment. And so we accept this and we live this. And I say thank you, God, for this and so much more. And I let this prayer go and I let it be. And so it is. So it is. Mm-hmm.